Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Live from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California, this is the Taco Man Audio Magazine. Straight up, I am Johnny Taco, obviously, and for the next hour, folks, I'll combine both sports, comedy, and some attitude, of course, maybe enlighten you, maybe make you laugh a little bit, maybe make you realize, you know, life is just too short to take it too serious. The bottom line is, we're going to have fun for the next hour here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Open phone lines around the planet. We can sneak in a call between my guests, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or the guilt-free. This is preferred. The guilt-free, no commitment. I call it the Saturday night drunk text line. In other words, if you're drunk on a Saturday night, don't want to act like a fool on the radio, but you want something to say or you got something to say, hey, guess what? You can. Hit us up with a text. 415-275-1613. The text line, once again, 415-275-1613. Joining Johnny Taco, of course, will be the king of late night comedy, Mr. Seth Meyers will be here. And Seth, of course, will take it to somebody. Whose throat will we cut this week? You know. Bottom line is, we'll have some fun with Seth. But wait, we're not done having fun. Dom's Diner is here. That's right. Dominic Jimenez. He does sports from A to Z. Bottom line is, Dom is entertaining, and Dom is Dom. He'll be here at about 22, 23 minutes past the hour. But wait, Steph Curry, 5 minutes from home, plus an award-winning series starring the NBA star. Well, he'll be here at about 40 minutes past the hour. But wait, I'm not done. We'll also check in with Deontay Wilder and Tyson Fury. That's right. They're talking about the World Heavyweight Championship, the most prestigious prize in all the sports, folks, the World Heavyweight Championship. We'll talk about that in depth in our segment for tonight on the Taco Man Radio Show. Once again, you're tuned to Taco Man Radio, the audio magazine, live on Sports Byline.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel, and as a well-educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Texting after three glasses of Merlot? Unwise. Using Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. Because Zizol is just as effective at hour 24 as it is at hour 1, relieving your symptoms for a better night's sleep and a more productive day. So for continuous 24-hour allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take Zizol. Use as directed.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
President Trump's former confidant Omarosa now claims that Trump knew in advance about the Democratic emails Russia hacked during the 2016 campaign. For more on this, it's time for a closer look. It's important to remember that anytime you hear the president or his defenders say anything about the Russia probe, they don't actually care about the details of the case or the legal principles at stake. Their sole motivation is to discredit the investigation in the minds of voters. Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, even admitted as much on Sunday.
Why have you decided to literally try this case in the court of public opinion? Is that a deliberate strategy on your part?
Yeah, absolutely deliberate. I mean, that's where it's being tried. Public opinion will be, as you know, very important. When I came into the case, public opinion was against us. Think of it this way. They're our grand jury.
You think the public is your jury? Oh, I have bad news, because you know who's your jury? The jury. When you're in the courtroom and the foreman says, we find the defendant guilty, you're not going to be able to turn around and say, now let's hear from you, America. Text 555-0100 for not guilty. So Giuliani admitted it. For Trump and his team, it's not about the facts of the case. It's about public opinion. That's why Rudy's on TV all the time looking like he just saw a spider on his toothbrush. That might also be why Rudy seems so uninterested in the actual work of being a lawyer. Like, you know, researching basic legal questions or looking over documents.
Do you also think obstructing justice is not a crime?
Of course it's a crime.
You just said that the president can...
No, under Article 2 of the Constitution, I'm not going to tell you my opinion on it because I haven't really gotten to the conclusion of researching it.
Is it possible that Robert Mueller has something and you have no idea what he has?
No.
Why?
Because I've been through everything. I've talked to the president. The president's an honest man. The president did nothing wrong, hasn't done anything wrong. Throughout this, he said, give him all the documents. John Dowd will tell you this. 1.4 million documents. We didn't even look at them. We just gave it to him.
You didn't even look at them? You're his lawyer. You should probably know what you're handing over. We gave Mueller everything. Trump's schedule, his emails, his tax returns. Oh, no! Oh, the tax returns. Oh, Rudy is screwed up this time.
Oh, Rudy.
Oh. I'm going to brush my teeth to clear my head. Spider! Rudy's lack of preparation might explain why he can't seem to settle on one coherent argument about what actually happened. For example, Robert Mueller wants to ask Trump about his conversation with then-FBI Director James Comey, who claims Trump told him to drop his investigation of ex-National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. Rudy keeps cycling through different explanations for that conversation, sometimes in the same interview, as he did Monday on Fox and Friends.
Here's what happened. The president says, I never said to Flynn anything about...
I never said to Comey
anything about Flynn. Comey says, and he adds this at the very end, Comey says he told me to see if I could give him a break, basically. So we have three defenses to that. Under Article 2 of the Constitution, you can't really question why the president would say something. He has the power to say it. Number two, what he was saying is perfectly justifiable. He didn't say, you must, you have to, I'll fire you if you don't. He said, consider it. Number three, he never said.
Oh, my God. He's like a magician frantically asking, is this your card? No? Okay, how about this one? Okay, hold on, there's 50 more. Okay, is it a red one? Is it a red one? Is it a...
Does it start with a 4, 7, 9?
Rudy clearly just makes stuff up as he goes along, and now he's got a new line. He's telling people that Mueller told him he would wrap up the investigation by September 1st, although Rudy's story doesn't sound very convincing.
We think it should end. The investigation should be over. Absolutely. It should be terminated. He should put out his report, tell the American people what he has. So why did I say September 1st? Because a long time ago, 2 months ago when we met with him, he threw out September 1st as a date that he might be able to get the report done by.
Mm.
And...
Does he still sound like that?
Well, we haven't talked. He has not repeated that since then, but he hasn't taken it back.
Oh, he hasn't taken it back. You're representing the president of the United States, and you're handling this case like a fifth grader playing tag. You said September 1st, no backsies. Now pick one of these words. But if Rudy seems unequipped, if Rudy seems at all unequipped to handle the Russia investigation so far, then he's really going to be in over his head this week with the latest revelations from Trump's former confidant and aide, Omarosa Manigault Newman. Omarosa's tell-all book has a lot of sensational allegations, like her claim that she saw Trump put a note in his mouth. He appeared to be chewing and swallowing the paper. It must have been something very, very sensitive. Now, this is Omarosa we're talking about, so anything she says should be taken with a grain of lithium. But yesterday, she dropped a new bombshell claiming that Trump knew in advance about the Hillary Clinton emails that Russia hacked during the campaign.
I think that he should come clean with the American people. I think that he should be honest about what he did during the campaign and what he continued to do in the White House.
You were instructed, according to your book, to bring up the emails at every point you could at the end of the 2016
that's
campaign.
Correct.
Hillary Clinton's emails.
Yes, that was our talker.
Did Donald Trump know about those emails before they came out?
Absolutely.
He knew about them.
Yes.
He knew what was coming out before WikiLeaks
yes.
released them.
Amazing. So after Trump's public praise of Vladimir Putin, his attorney general's meetings with Russians, his campaign chairman's money laundering, his deputy campaign chairman's tax fraud, his personal fixer's secret shell company, his national security advisor's lies to the FBI, his son's attempt to get dirt from a foreign adversary, and his son-in-law's secret back channels with that adversary, the person who could end up taking down the president of the United States is Omarosa. Omarosa. It took her 14 years, but she's finally getting revenge for Trump firing her in season one. And let's be honest, the only fitting way for this presidency to end would be Trump to get indicted and leave the White House crying in the back of a cab. Omarosa has also written in her book that Trump was furious at his son, Don Jr., after Don Jr. released his emails with Russians, revealing that the infamous Trump Tower meeting in 2016 was an attempt to get dirt on Hillary Clinton. That contradicted their original story that the meeting was about adoption policy. Omarosa writes, when I saw Donald that day, I said, I'm sorry to hear about Don. He said, he is such a up. He screwed up again, but this time he's screwing us all big time. Wait, so we just said this in passing during a conversation? Can you imagine making small talk with Trump in the elevator? Hey, Donald, hot enough for you? My son's an ass. Now, Omarosa obviously has as much credibility as anyone else in Trump world, which is to say, very little. But she's been releasing secret tapes of her conversations to back up her side of the story. In fact, she's taped everyone, from John Kelly to Ivanka Trump to Jared Kushner to the president himself, which is incredible, given that, as we've noted before, Trump has a lifelong obsession with being secretly taped. We saw that shortly after he became president when he falsely accused Obama of tapping his wires and then angrily tried to storm out of an interview when he was asked to provide evidence for that claim. Did President Obama give you any advice that was helpful? That you think, wow, he really
Well, he was very nice to me, but after that, we've had some difficulties. So it doesn't matter. You know, words are less important to me than deeds. And you saw what happened with surveillance.
But you stand by that claim about him?
I don't stand by anything. I just, you can take it the way you want. I think that is a very big surveillance of our citizens. I think that's a very big topic. And it's a topic that should be number one. And we should find out what the hell is going on. I have my own opinions. You can have your own opinions.
But I want to know your opinions. You're the president of the United States.
It's enough. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I have a lot of paperwork to eat.
Trump surrounded himself with grifters and con artists, and now that it's coming back to haunt him, he's trying to grift his way out of it. It's the first rule of Trumpism. Everyone's grifting everyone else, and everyone eventually turns on Trump. Omarosa is just the latest example. They're all following the Trump mantra, which is...
I don't stand by anything.
This has been A Closer Look.
The heavyweight champion of late-night television, the great Seth Meyers, live on Sports Byline. Straight up, you're tuned to Taco Man Radio, the Taco Man audio magazine. Next up, we bring in one of our stars, folks. That's right, I'm talking about Dominic Mendez. Of course, Dom Steiner covers sports from A to Z and more. I'm talking about Dom Steiner, folks, live on the Taco Man audio magazine. Next up on Sports Byline.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wahl & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wahl has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wahl, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wahl has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252.
800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
What is happening, everybody? It is time once again for Dom's Diner. We're open for business. I have the best and the worst in the week of sports. Let's start off with some winners.
I want winners. I want people that want to win.
First winner, St. Louis Cardinals first baseman / third baseman, Matt Carpenter. Now, if you recall, back on June 21st, Matt Carpenter was hitting .237. It looked like it may have been his time where everything just kind of goes downhill. Matt Carpenter in his mid-30s still gets on base, but the slugging wasn't there. The extra base hits weren't there. The hits weren't there, period. He was walking a little bit, sure. But since that day on June 21st, he collected a pair of hits in his series finale against the Brewers. Since June 21st, he's hit .330 with a .1224 OPS. That's on base plus slugging percentage, along with 21 dingers and 38 RBIs. Now, yeah, that's great. Matt Carpenter, absolutely on fire. But you know what? One guy can carry a team at this point in the year. Actually, at any point in the year, one hot bat can carry a team, because Carpenter, who has been on fire, en fuego, the Cardinals have heated up too. They've won 15 of their past 20 games. The Cardinals find themselves just a game and a half out of a wild card spot as they entered this weekend. How about that? It's impressive, because the Cardinals were all but written off just about a month ago. Manager Mike Matheny was fired. Bench coach Mike Schilt took over as interim manager. They went into the All-Star break two games over .500. They lost 3 of 5 to the Cubs, 2 of 3 to the Reds. And it looked like it was all going to burn, and it was done. And then Matt Carpenter got hot. The Cardinals got hot, and now they find themselves in the middle of the playoff race. So definitely first winner, Matt Carpenter and the Cardinals. Second winner, another player who is torrid. That's Ronald Acuna, the rookie sensation for the Braves. No, I'm not going to talk about how he got hit by Jose Urania, but I will talk about why he may have been hit by Jose Urania. And that's because Ronald Acuna is also on fire. He made history this past Tuesday night by homering in his 5th consecutive game, with 3 of his 6 home runs in that span coming as the first batter of the contest for the Braves. So leadoff home runs, 3 out of the 6 were leadoff home runs, including leadoff home runs in the day and the night game of a doubleheader earlier this week, too. How about that? He's got 18 on the season. He's got speed to burn, so he's stealing bases. Yes, his elbow's probably a little bit sore, but Acuna, all the talent in the world. And at just 20 days, 239 days old, he became the youngest player since at least 1908 to homer in 5 straight games. The previous record for youngest player with a home run in 5 consecutive games belonged to another Braves player, and that was Brian McCann. He was 22 years old when he accomplished the feat back in 06. The only other player who's done it under the age of 21, Miguel Cabrera back in 2004. So Ronald Acuna, he's smoking the ball. He's leading off games with homers. You can't set the tone any better than that now, can you? Yeah, he's definitely a winner this week. Another winner, another guy who's got tons of championships. He's no stranger to winning. He don't lose, and that's Kobe Bryant. Yes, one of the most accomplished basketball players on the court of all time is now winning majorly off the court. Kobe invested in the drink Body Armor. It's a sports drink, recovery, nutrition, that kind of stuff. His original investment when the company was getting started was $6 million. Well, Coca-Cola purchased a minority stake of the sports drink, and now Kobe's $6 million investment is valued at $200 million. $6 million, just a few years later, $200 million. How about that? Yeah, you go, Kobe. And one last winner, Orlando Scandrick. Now, bear with me, he did get cut by Washington, the NFL. He was a cornerback, formerly played for the Cowboys. He was cut in the beginning of the offseason. He signed with Washington. He looked like he was going to be the veteran to hang and mentor and anchor the back end of Washington's defense with all of their young corners. And then Orlando Scandrick got cut. Now, his signing bonus was $1 million. So Scandrick never played a game, never had to get completely suited up, and he's going to walk away with $1 million. That's almost a free $1 million to be at training camp. So, yes, he got cut and he's out of a job, but he's $1 million richer for not doing a whole lot of anything. So, Orlando Scandrick, definitely a winner this week. Now, we talk about this all the time. You can't have winners without losers. That's just how things balance out. You can't have one without the other. Yin and yang. All that good stuff. First, losers, though.
Le who? The her.
The Baltimore Orioles, no strangers to the losers list this season. The Orioles were eliminated from AL East contention on August 12th. Let that sink in. The Orioles were eliminated from playoff contention, mathematically eliminated. There was no way for them to reach the playoffs in August. Earlier this week, they were eliminated from playoff contention. The Orioles currently reside at 37-86, a winning percentage of .301. They're 50 and a half games back of the Red Sox for the lead in the American League East. And in the second week of August, were completely eliminated from the playoffs. Second losers this week, the Los Angeles Dodgers. Now, the bullpen has had some problems. Kenley Jansen has a irregular heartbeat. He's been out. Dodgers look like they're going to be getting him back soon. But in the meantime, they had some major problems this week without Kenley Jansen, their all-star closer. And that's because the Dodgers had four straight losses this week in their opponent's final at-bat. Now, only one of them was a walk-off, but the other ones, it was the top of the ninth, and the other team scored. The Giants did it twice. The other team scored and took the lead, and then the Dodgers ended up losing. Scott Alexander has blown three saves since taking over the closer's role for the Dodgers. Kenta Maeda took over. They haven't had a save opportunity yet, but Kenta Maeda will be taking over the closer's role. He came on against the Giants earlier this week in a non-save situation. The game was tied. And wouldn't you know it, Maeda gave up a run. Dodgers ended up losing to the Giants. So four straight losses in the opponent's final at-bat. That earns you a spot on the losers list. Los Angeles Dodgers still in the middle of the NL West race. No need to hit the panic button. They are still comfortably in third place, but they're only two games behind the Diamondbacks, one game behind the Rockies. So plenty of room for the Dodgers to operate still, but for losing multiple games in a row, four straight, in your opponent's final at-bat, there may be a problem with the bullpen. Losers for this week. Another loser this week, the Houston Astros, because up until earlier this week, they had not won a home game since mid-July. That's nine straight losses at home for the Houston Astros. How about that? The defending champions lost nine straight home games. When teams are at the top of the division, you have defending champions, teams that are supposed to be the best teams in baseball, they do not lose nine straight home games. Home is where you win your games. The road games are where you set yourself apart from the rest of the division. And here we have the Astros losing nine in a row at home. They hadn't won since mid-July. They've snapped the streak since then, at least. But, sure, they ended the streak. But the Oakland A's have caught them in the standings, and the AL West is tied, folks. We are tied in the American League West. The Oakland Athletics have caught the Houston Astros. In 2 months, the A's have made up 12 games in the standings. The A's 7-3 in their last 10. The Astros 3-7 in their last 10. Both teams 74-49, a .602 winning percentage. They're tied in the American League West. And don't forget about the Mariners. They're only four games back themselves. So for all those reasons, the Astros are definitely losers this week. Let's move on. Say what?
Say what?
Chase Daniel. Don't remember the name? Rings a bell? Well, let me tell you why. He was an awesome quarterback at the University of Missouri. the Tigers, Mizzou. He's carved out quite the career as a backup quarterback in the NFL. Chase Daniel has earned $24.3 million in salary during his NFL career. But because he's a backup, that's $311,594 per pass thrown, or $261,337 per yard ran. Doing quite all right for himself. So, say what? All that money, all those ratios. Great job to Chase Daniel. Got to give the guy props. He's gotten it done as a backup. He's gotten a lot of money. He's living his good life. And before we wrap things up here at the diner, it's time for good job, good effort. That goes out to none other than St. Louis Cardinals pitcher Luke Weaver. Yeah, the starting pitcher was placed on the disabled list with a cut finger. How did he do it? That's how he earned the good job, good effort. Luke Weaver sliced his finger on aluminum foil. Yes, he was covering a food tray with aluminum foil so it wouldn't get dried out or anything. And he sliced open his finger, got put on the disabled list, missed the start. Good job, good effort to Luke Weaver. That's going to wrap up things here at the diner. Thank you for joining me. This has been Dom's Diner. You're listening to the Johnny Taco Audio Magazine on Sports Byline, broadcasting from San Francisco, just 5 minutes from the home of Steph Curry. You're tuned into Sports Byline, Sports Overnight America.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539.
800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
That special time in the Taco Man Audio Magazine, of course, when we bring in the NBA legend, the living legend, the man himself, Steph Curry, 5 minutes from home.
What's the deal, bro? How you feeling?
I'm doing great, man.
Good love. You already know it.
Appreciate you coming
up
here.
Come on, man. Always.
Visiting us at the Oracle.
It's only right.
Obviously, I have you up here. If you want to take a ride, we can come talk, chill.
Yeah, let's do that.
And maybe go get some food.
Of course. You got to tell me the spot. You got to tell me the spot out here.
I got you.
Hey, so look, was it a rumor or did y'all really make an offer for the Panthers?
Oh, we talk about that.
That's heavy.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
All my life, been grinding all my life. You know, you just dropped an album. How long does that album take to come to life?
That one took a minute. It shouldn't take that long, but that one took a minute.
You had to make it right, though, right?
Yeah. I'm proud of that album. It was a lot of blood, sweat, in your own way. You can relate to looking at basketball, you know, from not being a professional, just being a young kid with a dream and being somebody that, you know, got a passion for the game. All the process of getting here.
And that's something that everybody's like, oh, you always knew you were going to be in the NBA? I'm like, I didn't, really. I just love to play basketball.
Right.
But it was all about, you know, that was the goal. I had that on the wall. Like, that's what I want to do.
No
but
question.
Was, you know, how you get there.
And, 100%.
And enjoying the process, enjoying the journey. People to hear your music, you want them to feel inspired.
100%.
And that inspiration and that emotion that you evoked out of them will turn into an action of I want to support.
That's crazy that you got that, because that wasn't the dominant narrative. When I thought about that, I'm like, what's the metric? Because it's not that you heard one good song and you want to see what else is on the album. That used to be what motivated the purchase. Right now, the metric is really inspiration. We got untapped value above us.
Right.
When you think about endorsements you can do outside of the court.
It opens up so many doors and opportunities to turn your other passions into real life business, real life opportunities in that front.
You look at 50, 50 made the most money off Vitamin Water. Bottom line. 10 times platinum. That Vitamin Water deal was the biggest, and not only just the check, but the perception of who 50 is now.
Right.
Puff is another example.
Speaking of Puff, there was many conversation around the Carolina Panthers and the opportunity.
I gotta shake your hand on that.
So the work, you're talking about the moves are still ongoing, so we're trying to figure something out. I'm a huge Carolina Panthers fan, right?
Yeah.
So diehard Cam Newton, Ron Rivera, the whole squad. Like, you know, hear about Jerry Richardson getting in a little bit of trouble and whatnot. I'm like, oh, that's interesting. I'll see what happens.
Right.
Oh, he might sell the team.
Right.
So Puff sees on the tweets, I'm interested in purchasing the Carolina Panthers. I'm like, I chimed in. I'm like, yo, me too.
Yeah.
Like, let's figure out how to make this happen.
100%.
And it kind of paved the way for anybody in the business world of color. Like, this is something that is for us
100%.
A huge opportunity.
Yeah.
But to be in this conversation, I think is something that is truly powerful and hopefully can move the needle when it comes to, you know, the next time that this comes around and whatnot.
These young future entrepreneurs are going to be fearless because of moves like that. They're not going to even feel like it's taboo. They're going to be like, this is what it is. This is our example.
That's a great point. Like, it's becoming more and more every day and more, you know, expected as opposed to being a surprise.
Yes,
like,
sir.
Hey, oh, he's doing that? Oh, yeah, he should be doing that.
Exactly.
You know?
I think we're so influenced by what's cool.
Yeah.
Even if you, like, think about the era we grew up in, my jeans would... I'd have got clowned in school wearing jeans that fit. I swear to God, they'd have talked bad about me. And my shirt stopping up here, they'd have clowned me,
You go
bro.
Back and look at them pictures, like, yeah.
So what influenced the change is that it became cool. That's it. I'm going to speak blunt. We having an on-camera combo, but I'm going to keep it raw.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the narrative of how we dealt with women. Right, from when we grew up in rap music to what it is now, it's a much more positive conversation and it is healthier than what we grew up on. We grew up on, like, dysfunction for real. It was damn near...
Disrespect
as a way of life, you know what I'm saying? And you see Snoop with his wife, you know what
That's a great example.
With his wife,
great example.
Front and center, you know what I mean? And
he's in his kid's life, he's present, like the whole deal, but you're right, bro.
You know what I mean? And so just to speak to the point of how influential the seats that we sitting in are.
I know you're a father. I got two daughters as well. Like, how we treat their moms is the biggest example of what they should expect when they get to that level, looking for somebody to share life with.
Yeah.
You wake up every day like, all right, that's my job.
100%.
That's my job. I get to do that. I don't have to. I get to.
Right. In my case, it brought a better version of me out, you know, just because I never want to be a hypocrite with my kids and be somebody that preaches it but don't live it. When I realized I was going to be a father, my life wasn't secure at that point.
Right.
But in hindsight, that's probably the best thing I did was have kids, for real. And seeing their father live a passion as a way of life, I think that has a crazy impact on them in a positive way. Like, we tell them you can do whatever you want to do, and you know, you can live whatever your dream is. They like, yeah, of course, you're doing it.
I'm trying to instill that confidence right now with potty training. Like, you can do anything you put your mind to, baby.
That's a tough one. You know what I'm saying? That's a tough one for sure. Last time that I checked, it was 5 chains on my
neck. It was no smut on my rep. Last time that I checked. How y'all doing? Oh, I gotta ask you a question. What's the best thing that you have?
For sure, I was about to ask that same thing. Self-made from the dribble.
I was been saying I'm a killer. You got some spicy food?
Yeah. That was fun. Fiery mama?
Yeah.
I want spicy, spicy.
Spicy, spicy. That's what it is.
Talk to me.
You got it.
Thank you, sir. Spicy Momo. That's what's up.
Spicy heaven.
It's got a little kick to it, for sure.
Keep doing these shows, I'm gonna get fat, for real.
What kind of food is this?
This is Nepalese food.
Nepalese?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. All the way from Himalayas.
From the Himalayas?
Yeah.
That's what's up. Compliments to the chef. Good job.
Thank you so much.
Thank y'all.
Five minutes from home with Steph Curry. What can I say? Week in and week out, he's entertaining and enlightening, no doubt about it. He is the man, Steph Curry. Straight up, from Steph Curry, we take it to Tyson, the heavyweight champion of the world. Not Mike Tyson. How about Tyson Fury?
Thank you very much indeed, John. Tyson Fury, congratulations. You've won every round on the card of the referee. A shutout victory over 10 three-minute rounds. Give us your assessment of the performance you've just produced.
I think it was a calculated boxing performance, as promised. We come here to get the good rounds in, the good 10 rounds with a good tough man. Quite durable. I was working on my boxing, trying to slip inside, use the jab, and get the rounds in, really, and we was very happy with the performance.
Indeed, you did get the rounds in. More boxes checked on your continuing progression and return to the boxing ring. How did it compare to your first outing after 900-plus days out?
Yeah, well, I thought that was a step up of opponent. And a better boxing display. You know, it's no secret. I need the rounds. I need to box and move and slip and slide and prove I can still go the 10 rounds. And I've plenty left in the tank, which I did there tonight.
You most certainly did. Let's have a word with a man who's guiding this comeback, Frank Warren, Hall of Fame promoter. You said that Tyson Fury's return to the boxing ring is a process, but negotiations going on for a showdown against the WBC champion Deontay Wilder. How advanced are those negotiations? Where is Tyson Fury in the process of his comeback?
We're very, very advanced. He's over there. Ask him. Get him over here.
Well, let's bring in the man holding that coveted green strap, the undefeated WBC heavyweight champion of the world, the bronze bomber, the self-styled Baptist, Deontay Wilder. Now here you are, Deontay, face to face with a man you came face to face with after your successful title defense against Arthur Speaker in January 2016 in Brooklyn. How far are negotiations between yourself and Tyson Fury for a showdown between the reigning WBC champ and the lineal heavyweight champ? Where are we in terms of those negotiations?
Are we ready now? This fight we are having is on. This is on. This fight is official. It's on, baby. Y'all can get ready. This is what we've been waiting for right here. The best fighting the best.
So you've said that the fight is on. When and where will the fight take place?
It will be revealed next week. Wait till next week. But the fight is on. It's on.
Well, Tyson Fury, listen to the ovation that this news has received. A fight between yourself, the lineal heavyweight champion, a man who's never lost his titles in the ring, against the reigning WBC champion, 40 wins out of 40, 39 inside the distance, a 98% knockout ratio. How much does that whet the appetite to face off against the undisputed WBC champ?
You know, we are two men who will fight anybody. This man has been trying to make a big fight with the other chump. I think we all know who we're talking about. The biggest house inside box.
Tyson, we're live on BT Sport. We're live on Showtime. If we could keep the language clean, it would be most appreciated.
Bring it back here, man. Listen, they called. I answered. I said, send me the contract. They sent the contract. I said yes. And now he gets his chance to fight the lineal heavyweight champion of the world. My promise is I got me rounds here tonight, 10 rounds. But one thing I promise when I go to Las Vegas is I'm knocking you the f*** out, Bob.
Apologies once again for the industrial strength language, but these are two fighting men who are keen to get it on in the boxing ring. Deontay Wilder, you've heard what Tyson Fury has to say. You've heard how he thinks the fight is going to go when you guys square off in the ring. How do you forecast a fight between yourself and fellow undefeated former champ Tyson Fury?
Well, that's one thing Tyson Fury has never had. He didn't have many belts, but he's never had the WBC belt. And if he ever think about having this belt, he better wake up and apologize to me, because he'll never have this. I can't wait to fight you, because I am going to knock you out. This I promise you. Every victim that stepped in the ring, I'd have knocked them out in devastating fashion. You've never been knocked out, but you're going to feel the experience, what it feels to get hit by the bronze bomber.
Listen, you can't knock out where you can't hit, bum. This man couldn't land a blow on me tonight. First of all, I want to thank my Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ, for giving me the victory here tonight. And second, I just want to say, Belfast, you are beautiful! I love you guys! Every time I come to Belfast, it's like a homecoming. It's like a homecoming for the Gypsy King. And 25,000 people came in here tonight and stood in the rain to witness me fight. I promise you, I'm taking the WBC title, and I'll bring it back and defend it right here in Belfast.
Final word to you, Deontay. If you can make it brief, please.
This has been an amazing journey. Belfast, you guys, has been great. Your welcome has been wonderful. You are wonderful people. I'm happy to be here. But I'm sad to tell you, Tyson Fury will not be bringing the WBC belt back here. You guys can see me.
Well, Deontay Wilder, Tyson Fury, thank you very much indeed. We have to wrap it up there. But the fight has been set. The lineal heavyweight champion, Tyson Fury, against the reigning, defending WBC heavyweight champion, Deontay the Bronze Bomber Wilder. The fight has been made. Stay tuned for further announcements as to where and when that fight will take place. But it is now official. Two champions facing off in the boxing ring for the WBC Heavyweight Championship of the World.
So the man that got frozen out in all of this, Anthony Joshua, the man with like four or five different belts. Does it matter now? I mean, he's been frozen out of the big fight. Of course, Deontay Wilder and Tyson Fury. Had Fury and Joshua fought in the UK, it would have been the biggest fight in the history of the world, let alone the UK, I kid you not. So they missed out on that one. Anthony Joshua, of course, going to fight Anthony Povetkin. Who's he? Some stiff. Bottom line is, you're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and this is the Taco Man Audio Magazine.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-430-4234. 800-430-4234. That's 800-430-4234. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
Isn't that nice?
What a crowd, huh?
Yeah, they love you.
Really nice. Don't get how you doing, okay?
I'm doing fine.
That's
You're
great.
Looking real good.
Yeah?
Real good.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, but I've been working hard, Johnny, and I'm trying to relax. You know, I go to Las Vegas next week, the resorts after that. I got an album coming out, a movie coming out. I'm working very hard.
Yeah.
Well, you know, my father, he was a workaholic.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You mentioned work, he got drunk.
I did it all.
But I finally solved my drinking problem. I joined Alcoholics Anonymous, you know.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I still drink. I use a different name, that's all. Now, I tell you, my problem is I drink too much, way too much.
Yeah.
I got my doctor a urine specimen. There was an olive in it. Hey, when I drink, I don't know what I'm doing. I was loaded one item into a gay bar. Ooh, it was ridiculous. It was 15 guys for every guy. Now, I'm never lucky in bars. I saw a sign of a one bar. It said topless, bottomless. I went inside. There was no one there.
Life ain't easy.
I mean, nothing works, sir. You had to start to look out for number one, and I stepped to number two. And smoking, that's another one. Yeah. Try to stop smoking. That's a beauty, huh? Well, with cigarettes, my wife and I, we made a deal, my wife and I. We only smoke after sex. I got the same pack now since 1975. What bothers me is my wife. She's up to 3 packs a day. I tell you the truth, my wife and I, we never have sex.
No.
Now, we get undressed, we can't stop laughing, you know? But I'll tell you one thing, when my wife does have sex, she screams. Ooh, especially when I walk in on her. Ooh.
Time to wrap up another edition of the Johnny Taco Audio Magazine. Guess what? You could be doing anything you want in this entire world. Sorry, anything. And the fact that you were listening to my show, listening to the Taco Man Audio Magazine live on Sports Byline from San Francisco, of course, I thank you so much, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart. Don't forget, the Taco Man Audio Magazine airs each and every Saturday night on the West Coast at 10 p.m. Pacific Time. That's 1 a.m. Eastern Time on the East Coast. And, of course, 7 o'clock p.m. in the 50th state in Honolulu, Hawaii. Straight up, I've had a great show tonight. I had a great time. Of course, I want to thank Dominic Mays. I want to thank Seth Myers. Woo-hoo! speaking of Dominic Jimenez, man, isn't he, is he just the stud that he is, Larry? He's just so steadily, man. The bottom line is, he's Dom. There's only one Dom sign. You only find him on Taco Man Audio Magazine. Straight up, Seth Meyers, of course, tonight, and Steph Curry. So I thank you so much for tuning in. Once again, you're tuned to the Taco Man Audio Magazine on Sports Byline.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.